I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that is going to come to your phone via your home computer after you set it up. And with this, you can plan out everything you've got going on during the day. But what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden. Based on your locale, they're going to let you know about the things that you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Flash flood, terrorist attack, blizzard, earthquake. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Third hour. Going to be joined from Student of the Gun by Paul Markell. He wrote a very good article, and I've often said this to you, but maybe it'll get a little reinforcement if you hear it coming from a different tone. But he'll be joining us in the third hour. Tomorrow, if you've ever heard of Gun for Hire Radio with Anthony Calandro, he's going to be joining me tomorrow. We're going to talk about this Drake case because that originates out of New Jersey, and we're going to find out some other stuff about New Jersey because he's right there on the ground. He's one of those pro gunners that has told the legislature, "Hey, I'm not going to comply with that." There is a Texas energy company called CWI, Clayton Williams Energy, based in Midland, Texas, and the New York City comptroller has brought New York City style bigotry to them. Because they donated money to the National Rifle Association Anti-Conservative Political Action Committee. Now, this has to do with their pension fund, you see. Scott Stringer, the NYC money man in control of $150 billion in Big Apple pension funds, sent a nasty gram to Kip Clayton Williams Energy, Inc., seeking more information on these donations and all others. Stringer wrote, "Put bluntly, I find it difficult to comprehend how a small company like CWEI could be the largest and second largest public company contributor, respectively, to the NRA and to super PACs. The city's pensions have around $3.2 million invested in Clayton Williams Energy, which is based in Midland. It has a market capitalization of $1.6 billion as of last Monday. The oil and gas company's epiphanous owner was the Republican nominee for Texas governor in 1990. Stringer also wrote, "I write to request that the board immediately disclose all the corporation's political spending for the past 4 years, together with supporting information describing the corporate purpose." Mr. Stringer, just pull your money out of them. Forget about your fiduciary duty to make money for the people of New York City who you are managing their money in the pension fund. Just forget about that. Go invest in some green energy scheme. What they do as far as, you know, you're entitled to look at the books. You're not entitled to look at anything else. And if this is the way you guys want to roll, if you want to snatch money out of a moneymaker and put it somewhere else, well, you're an idiot. Stringer wrote that he specifically wanted a review to review a breakdown of all direct and indirect political payments made to 501c4s, 501c3s, and other tax-exempt organizations involved in the political process, including voter education. The New York City Pension Fund is a 0.2% shareholder in the company. They should suggest to Mr. Stringer that he pound a few metric tons of sand. And they should encourage them to divest themselves of their shares in the company and, you know, get in on the Obama green energy train. That's a good place to squander their money. That's a good place to put it. I saw this the other day. I honestly wonder how often this happens. This white supremacist cat that went to the Jewish center to shoot Jews and then shot Christians instead. First of all, not a very sharp killer. He was also a protected FBI informant. His name is Frazier Glenn Miller. He's 72 years old. He's the suspect in this month's Kansas City shootings, in which three people were killed. He was a well-known anti-Semite and former Ku Klux Klan leader with a long public history of hate. He was also an FBI informant who struck a deal with authorities in the late 1980s, in which he gave up information about fellow white nationalists for a reduced prison sentence along with protection and a new name upon his release in 1990. He was caught in a trailer with hand grenades, automatic rifles, pistols, and flak jackets enforced out by authorities. Facing a sentence, he did the crime, but he could not do the time. He made a deal with the FBI. He got 5 instead of 20 years. And he had to have protection because the people that he was allied with, of course, he was a rat to them. The people he was against that he was targeting, well, they weren't going to welcome him with open arms. So this is what happens to informants that get involved in this kind of stuff when they're criminals. He was given the name Frazier Glenn Cross in 1990 upon his release from prison, and the FBI granted him protection from both his original targets and his former compatriots. They sent him to Iowa and then Nebraska. Now he faces charges of capital murder with first-degree murder for the deaths of William Lewis Corcoran, Reet Griffin, Underwood, and Terry Lamano. I wonder how often that happens where they make a deal with a criminal and then he continues to be a criminal. Shocker! Shocker. Alright, I was having the chat with Battle Comp last night and we're getting ready to kick this one in the butt. It seems like the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo has stalled. So we're going to expose this to some other people. In the meantime, should that be something that you want to get involved in, there's still 14 left. This is how this works. This is all about putting money with the Brian Terry Foundation for the Brian Terry family. $100 donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. You're going to get a receipt. You email me that receipt to bill@lockandloadradio.com, along with your address and what kind of battle comp you wish to acquire. I send that to John at Battle Comp. You get a battle comp from him. Nope, no charge. At the end of the day, it's free because that donation is tax deductible. And you get one with my logo on it versus the Battle Comp logo, which will make it a little bit unique in certain circles, I'm sure. Won't make it worth a dime more. It's not going to be worth that any more than that. Not even to me. Don't come trying to trade them. Mine still work. And then you will have a piece of kit for free that it's going to change the characteristic of your weapon, especially the bigger caliber ones. Especially the bigger caliber ones. The AK 7.62 by 39, it changes that gun altogether. I mean, it's actually pleasant to run one of those. I know for the purists, they're out there saying, well, it's a tool, Bill. It's not supposed to be pleasant. Well, it would be nice for it to be pleasant when you're training with it. Wouldn't it? We had people on the ground at the NRA convention outside the convention for the purpose of observing the whatever they call themselves today. I think even though they have merged, they still called themselves the Moms Demand Action. And they were out there 7 blocks away from the convention. I don't know exactly how that's considered a protest. Don't you have to be in the same zip code? Anyway, interesting things on the ground around Ms. Watts. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orichacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's two things you got to remember about gun control advocates, okay? First of all, you have to have a very dry, sarcastic sense of humor with them. You have to try to disarm them. You have to try to almost seem like you're agreeing with them, and then you let the guillotine rope go. Second of all, they are a frightened bunch. The Moms Demand Action. First of all, they're walking around, and quite honestly, there was an incident where conservative talker Dana Loesch was supposedly assaulted. I think she was shoved. And quite honestly, I would have asked her a question that she was asking Shannon Watts. I would have asked it once and stepped out of the way and just looked on camera and said, well, despite being surrounded by a phalanx of dozens of people ballsy enough to wear the Moms Demand Action shirt, Shannon Watts does not feel it necessary to even speak to me or answer my question. I presume that means she is not going to retract her statement that I am, in fact, an employee of MAGPOL. But she got shoved by a baby Huey wearing bad sunglasses and a poorly cut suit. Armed. Armed. Yes, armed. Now, it's interesting to note numbers here. At most, there was about 50 moms. Okay, 50 Moms Demand Action, hardcore members, I guess. There was a lot of media around them, of course. So that probably, and with the curious looking on, there was maybe, I don't know, 150 altogether. And they had armed guards. Now, why does someone who thinks that they need to preach nonviolence, or non-gun violence for that matter, why do they feel the need to be protected by guns? And they weren't even, I mean, one of them, I would really love to know where she got these dudes. Apparently, she's heard the news that if you get somebody that weighs as much as an offensive linesman, that he makes a good bodyguard, but he's got to be able to move like an offensive linesman. This one of these guys, bald-headed goon number one, was morbidly obese. And this is coming from me, and I feel it sometimes myself. Although I'm not so far. And when you have a real fat bodyguard, that's as useful to you in a bad situation as a thin sumo wrestler. Not that she cares or knows, Miss Watts. She didn't hire the two men to save her in the event of a genuine attack, but to prevent it through intimidation. They wore the, you know, they've watched too many movies. They had big dudes with look-at-me suits wearing sunglasses to show no emotion and silence. They made her feel safe. And that makes perfect sense in a gun grabber's world because it's not about reality, it's about feelings. Her common sense crusade is not about actual safety, protecting average Americans from violent crime in America. At the sharp end, that would be best achieved by helping Americans use their natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. No, it's to make them feel safe. It's to make them feel safe in three numbers, 911. Or to think, well, you know, if there's no guns on the street, there's not going to be any gun crime. Well, guns aren't on the street. Guns are in homes and on hips and in purses, under jackets, under shirts. They very rarely are on the street, unless somebody drops one. But not just any people, okay? Let's not forget that part of it as well. It's not just about making any people look safe or feel safe. Watts founded 1 Million Moms for Gun Control, their original, most honest, if wildly inaccurate name, after the Newtown massacre, after a Caucasian spree rampage killer killed 20 white Caucasian children, 6 Caucasian white school employees, and a lily white Connecticut commuter suburb. Now, I'm Caucasian. I don't have any natural animosity for Caucasian, but I'm a little different than the average gun grabber because I think everybody within the borders of these United States is an American. Now, what about those minority member gangbangers mowing down each other and innocent bystanders for years, for decades? Why haven't you been motivated before? You know, some of those black Americans are children. Yeah. Children at the very beginning of their lives. That wasn't enough to motivate you, was it, you former Monsanto mouthpiece? I don't mind saying that. Why shouldn't I say that? Aside from some people who've been shot or lost loved ones to firearms-related violence, people whose minds refuse to consider the possibility that a good guy with a gun could have spared them their agony, their core constituency, perhaps its only constituency, are people who are safe. White suburbanites who believe they don't need guns because they don't. So you don't either. Her obvious strategy is to use spree killer fear and random attack anxiety to convince these privileged, protected Americans that their safety would be safer if the other lily white people in the United States and the black people in the United States and the Hispanic people all being law abiding, the Asians, everybody being law abiding if they were just unarmed. Then they're happy in that suburban utopia. These bodyguards, in a sense, they embody their underlying philosophy of passivity and subservience to nameless, faceless protectors. Goons are good. As long as they're her goons. The idea that these goons would turn on their defenseless pacifist employers doesn't even ping their radar. Or leave them. Desert them. The people that she hired, yes, they are killing each other, but that's not a good thing. People that she hired, they would have been better off with any two average concealed carriers I know. I would love to see them do their quick draw. And like I said, she doesn't need to be on the green. On some grassy, in some grassy, beautiful area, 7 blocks away from the NRA convention. Go to where the violence is. People like you precipitated that with your nanny state shenanigans. Go check that out. Go preach it there. The violence that you ignore is the prevalent violence. The violence that you seem to think fills your sails with wind is a statistical blip. Drink from the bottle marked reality. Take a deep swig. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Things my mind, it just can't believe it's short, wasting away, why is life so bittersweet?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I discovered something yesterday when I was talking to Adrian Chavez at Salient Arms, who's been a sponsor for both years the show's been in existence. Salient Arms, if you go with their Tier 1 package, you're talking about investing in a gun you already own, about $2,200. And for a lot of people, that is too much to swallow. It's just too much money. Same people will go out and spend $5,000 for a custom 1911, but on a Glock or a Smith or some of the other guns they actually do work on, which they also have a 1911, by the way. That's just too much money. Except, after all this time, I've never known this about them, and he told me about this. They have a lifetime guarantee, not a warranty, but a guarantee. Their guarantee is that if at any time with your gun, if they come out with a new trigger or some new treatment that they do to the gun, you send them the gun and they just do it to it. The trigger alone is $263. But it goes a little further than that. Now, this has always been one of my concerns, too. Now, I carry Salient guns. I have two, and I carry a Salient, either a Glock 34 or a Glock 20. And they're both tier one packages, the most expensive package they make. One of the other parts of their guarantee, one of my fears has been that if I'm involved in a self-defense shooting while I'm carrying that, that gun will effectively be gone. They're at least going to take it in some cases. Maybe not, but odds are they probably will. If you are involved in a self-defense shooting with one of their weapons, and for some reason the police keep it, and you are exonerated or not charged in this self-defense shooting, and you have paperwork showing where they took your gun, they'll replace the whole gun. The whole gun. That's an impressive part of the guarantee. A very impressive part of the guarantee. And the reason I bring that up is because every time I see, there's a legion of haters out there with Salient Arms. I don't understand it. I don't quite get it. Yes, you can. You can buy a lot of guns for $2,200 Kodachrome, but for $2,200, you can have one gun that is a ultimate gun. I mean, it is an ultimate gun. If you've never, you have to shoot one to understand it. The Salient effect, somehow or other, no matter what the caliber, because I have both a 9mm and a 10mm. With the way they reduce the grip, which just feels better in your hand, the trigger, and the way that slide feels like it's just running parallel to the ground, it never feels like the muzzle is flipping at all. That just, I mean, that's what makes them special. Most of the guns they do are 9mm. That's why I wanted a 10mm, which is a beast, even in Glock form, it has recoil. But not the Salient Tier 1. No, it doesn't. Feels like a very stiff 9mm going off in your hands. Or a very weak 40 at best. But I just thought that was interesting that they would replace if you're looking at it as a nearly $3,000 investment with their gun, and you lose it because you shoot somebody in self-defense with it, and you're not going to get it back, they'll replace it for free. That's impressive. And despite what everybody says about them, they can't, they're always behind, which bothers me because I still gotta, well, if you're in a state where you're lucky enough to live with Texas Law Shield coverage, they'll probably get your gun back. That's right. But right now, I'm not. As soon as they get here, I will be, but they're not here yet. Stop hating on Salient. Oh, gosh. The New York Times. Let me start with this. I've seen the video of Cliven Bundy being quote unquote racist. It's not really being racist, but they're saying he's racist. Okay? He's an old man, he exists for the vernacular. What he's guilty of is he wasn't politically correct. That's what he's guilty of. Okay? It's semantics. And predictably, and I knew this was going to happen. This was why I haven't been jumping up and down on this topic. Predictably, a lot of people have deserted him over that. See, it is not enough. The reverse of, I believe what King said about judging people by their character, but it doesn't work that way if you're an old white guy. In the PC crowd especially. And then in the hyper, apparently conservatives are just as PC. Because they're distancing themselves from Cliven Bundy. Because of something he said. Which doesn't change the fact that the BLM showed up to do some bill collecting at gunpoint and murdering cows. Chasing them down till they, dropped over. But the New York Times had a journalism school retread who wrote an article about the Cliven Bundy situation, a piece containing all the usual talking points about how the racist rancher's reasoning is really risible. Rinse, wash, and repeat. What interests me right now about that particular piece is not the facts of the case, but one particular line in the Times commentary. It's a quotation from ex-superintendent of Lake Mead National Recreation Area, Alan O'Neill. A line that the Times writer, Mr. Adam Nagany, obviously felt was so powerful and profound that it warranted closing his piece with. And it is. He, Bundy, calls himself a patriot and says he loves America, and yet he says he won't follow any federal laws. You can't just let this go by, or everybody's going to be like, if Bundy can break the law, why can't I? They're upset because he's not following the law. Let's talk about being led by example. Has it escaped the Times notice that a lot more of us out there have taken the blue pill instead of the red one? Has it just gone past their radar? Do you think that they think that we don't notice that the feds have been wanting in the enforcement of immigration law for decades, and Barack Obama has basically cast all of it aside? Have they ever heard of sanctuary cities? How about the wind of rule by executive order and Obama's suspension of Obamacare provisions that are not too convenient to be enacted right now? Have they noticed that Uncle Sam has become Uncle Scam and has been violating the Constitution for nearly 100 years, and Obama uses it to wipe his feet on? It is certainly right in assuming that unanswered lawbreaking makes people conclude, if blank can break the law, why can't I? But it shouldn't be Bundy that fills in that blank. The reason there were so many people rallying to his side is the same reason that we're seeing state nullification movements pushing back against Obamacare, federal gun control law, and other central government measures. It's because of this disregard they have for the Constitution. The contract American people have with one another and their continual overstepping of their bounds and aggregation of power have caused people to say, if the feds can break the law, why can't I? Further, and most ominous for the federal government, it has made citizens realize they have a right and a duty to oppose federal law. Why is it a right? If a party subject to a contract consistently and obstinately violates the contract's terms for the purpose of advantaging itself and undermining the other party subject to the contract, are the latter still bound by the now broken agreement? No. It is now rendered null and void. As for duty, if you're going to sit idly by while feds violate the contract and trample rights, that sort of makes you complicit. And that every one of us is guilty of that over time. But no, we've taken the blue pill. That's a problem. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to flip into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You probably noticed. You probably noticed that liberals have to lie sometimes. And they love to, if they get their way. They lie with misleading statistics. They lie with overblown rhetoric. They lie with dogs, and they rise with fleas. You would think, based upon what they say, that you can go to a gun show and buy a nuclear weapon. You would think that there is such a thing as an assault weapon available for you at your local gun store. And blood has been running in the streets since the invention of gunpowder. Fortunately, this big lie has been soundly refuted by little things like reason, reality, and logic, and has transmorphed into a little bit more than mouth-foaming background noise. Now, we're coming back to anybody, but right now we're going to use Mr. Bundy again. one of the ways they like to lie, and it gets traction, and it got traction in this case too, is the lies against people they wish to destroy. Right now, the cause célèbre right now is Clive and Bundy. This is the guy who had the, you know, this is not a new thing that the BLM has done. They've done it for a very long time. And Bundy's just the first one that's ever stood up to them. They wanted to rustle his cattle to bankrupt him off of his land. Unlike our fearless president, some people like Bundy don't believe that it is very audacious to sit around hoping that someone will come along and save you. Another thing that's being vilified and demonized along with this is, of course, the militiamen that were there. I've told you before, the absence of a prolific, all-over-the-place militia is one of the big reasons the police seem to go way off the deep end sometimes. Some people decided to raise Mr. Bundy to the level of folk hero, but guess what? He's just a human being. He's got all the frailties and shortcomings and baggage of all the rest of us. But because some raised him to be a hero, the liberal media had to fixate upon him and manufacture a non-story into a character assassination by taking edited remarks he made and make it seem racist. Now, he, of course, like I said, he's guilty of not being politically correct. But in the part where he's out there that they say is the most racist, it sort of sounds like he was talking about all people coming together for their rights. Then all people deserve them in this country. And if someone wants to point out that he used the term colored people, well, cry me a river. African-American is also a racist term that people created to further separate black Americans from white Americans. If I go along with that, then I've got to walk around going, well, I am a, a German, Irish, British American. Now, I've visited one of those countries. Never born in any of those countries, though. We are all Americans. Unless you are an actual immigrant from Africa, like our president, then you're not an African American. You are just an American, and there's nothing at all wrong with that. There are a lot of people that envy that. He pointed out things that they don't like being pointed out, like they didn't get more family life, they got less family life. They didn't get more freedom, they got less freedom. That's inconvenient. Oh my. It's a non-event. It's a non-event. And a lot of people have gotten swept up in this. And they've completely forgotten the fact that what precipitated him having a camera on him in the first place, that a bunch of BLM thugs showed up with a bunch of weapons, a bunch of aircraft, a bunch of vehicles to collect a bill while Al Sharpton runs around owing in taxes, not in grazing fees, but in taxes, $1.9 million. No less than Joe Klein. Journalist Joe Klein, who a lot of people, he's with Time Magazine, he calls Al Sharpton a huge criminal. Now, are they going to show up at Reverend Al's house with M4s drawn, with a couple of Black Hawks hovering in the background that he can see? Are they going to show up and march him out there before he has a chance to put on one of his shiny suits? Because he owes more money than Clive and Bundy. The liberals can't actually sit there with you and imagine having a dialogue with somebody that they can't sit down and use character assassination to destroy. They can't have a dialogue about how they hijacked Black American society in order to create a perpetual dependency on the government. And in so doing, a solid voting block for their party that I don't even understand. I don't understand because a lot of them are conservative in the way they live their lives. Like everybody else, there's some that are liberal, there's some that are conservative, there's some that are right in the middle. And they have, and not just with Barack Obama, by no means, folks, but primarily with Democrats. Yes, I'll say it. So after you expose their lies of character assassination, what can they really criticize him for? Not being PC? Well, I guess so. Political correctness is tyranny with manners. And he doesn't take too kindly to either one of those, I don't guess. One Black soldier that was there said just because Picasso's view of the world was abstract, does it negate the fact that his art was genuine? Furthermore, if you take time to do your own real research, you'll find that his statements about some Black Americans actually hold weight. He posed a hypothetical question. He said, I wonder if I'm Black, and I often wonder the same about the decline of the Black family. They have to take, liberals have to take comments out of context, and then, just like the Justice Department in creating crime, they create controversy. Because, like terrorists, let me tell you something about terrorists in the Middle East. They are successful, but they can't hold their own in a toe-to-toe fight with the military. They can't do it. And they can't hold their own in a toe-to-toe debate using nothing but reason and logic and fact, because they have none of that. Which makes liberals and Democrats sort of ideological terrorists, doesn't it? Yeah. Let me give you a liberal quote, though, if I may. The Klan is needed today as never before, and I'm anxious to see its rebirth here in West Virginia. That came from former Klansman and U.S. Senator Robert Byrd. Democrats referred to him as the conscience of the Senate. Let's go into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.